Well, the Iraqi prime minister is calling for a strong international position against the countries supporting al-Qaeda-linked terrorists. He's also urged the world to drain the terrorists' financial resources.
This battle will be long and will continue, but Iraq's adopted decision and the one that should be adopted by the world is to keep the fight ongoing. If we keep silent, it means the creation of evil states, which would wreak havoc with security in the region and the world.
Maliki was referring to a fresh wave of violence which left at least 75 civilians and security forces dead across the country on Wednesday. The attacks are believed to be related to the Iraqi army's operation in the western Anbar province. The operation against the al-Qaeda-affiliated group, the Islamic State of Iraq in the Levant, or the ISIL, has now entered the third consecutive week. Iraqi forces have surrounded the city of Fallujah, but are waiting first for local Sunni tribes to expel the militants. Maliki has also pledged to punish anyone who cooperates with the terrorists.
We don't want to harm our sons and people, so we will distinguish between those whose houses are usurped and used as bases by al-Qaeda and those who facilitate al-Qaeda and cooperate with it. The house that is the source of fire that kills our sons in the security and armed forces definitely will be targeted by those forces.